Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you may be in the world, wherever you're tuning into this webinar. Welcome to the month of March 2015 live webinar. This is Dustin Hartzler, and today we will be talking about why to use Jetpack. And I've got a bunch of different reasons on why we should be using the Jetpack plugin on our self-hosted WordPress sites. We're going to go ahead and get started this morning, and let's see, some few housekeeping things. This is a live webinar. You are able to ask questions. There is a delay between the time that it takes for the question to actually show up. Actually, it's just because that there is a delay based on me giving the presentation. And so if you have any questions throughout the course of it, please let me know. You can go ahead and just type into the chat box, and I'll get to those at the end. And today we're going to dive into Jetpack. We're going to talk all about it, and it's basically going to be presentation level for the most part. And then towards the end, if we need to do some live demo and whatnot, we can go ahead and do that based on the questions or what may come out of this webinar. So that's kind of just the game plan of where we're going. I'm going to check real quick and make sure everything is set up just perfectly here. I've been having a little bit of problems with my mouse this morning, so looks good. I think we are all set and ready to go. Let's see. Let me check one more thing. And let's remove that. And we should be able to go. So let's go ahead and get started. So the very first thing is, I just want to share with you this logo, this Jetpack logo. You're going to start seeing this a lot of different places. It's going to be showing up inside of WordPress.com. It's going to be showing up inside of your dashboards and all of these different things. And this is the newish logo that's come out by Jetpack. And of course, Jetpack is a plugin that's created from the it's created and maintained by Automattic. And so Automattic is the company where I work. It's the company behind WordPress.com. And there is a whole team. There are developers and happiness engineers that are all behind the plugin Jetpack. And so today I just wanted to kind of highlight some of the things about Jetpack. I was going to like have the top 10 or, you know, but I just couldn't really wrangle it down to 10. There's so many great benefits of Jetpack. And I think during the course of this webinar, you're actually going to find at least one thing that you can use Jetpack for that either A, you didn't think of before, or B, that you want to start using it for and are just excited to, you know, add some extra functionality to your website. So just wanted to throw up there the Jetpack logo. And the two main things that Jetpack does is it brings WordPress.com features to self-hosted WordPress sites, and it also leverages WordPress.com cloud servers. So the first one is it brings WordPress.com features to self-hosted sites. A lot of the things that we talk about are things that you can already do on WordPress.com right out of the box. Of course, you know that WordPress.com, you can't install any plugins, you can't add, you know, extra functionality. And so anything that the Jetpack plugin can do that usually means that you can already do on WordPress.com right out of the box. And so that's the first thing. So it's basically just bringing new features, extended features to WordPress or self-hosted WordPress sites. Another thing is it leverages WordPress.com cloud servers. And so we'll talk about this a little bit towards the end. But, you know, there's different things that you can do to make your website run faster. And it's using the WordPress.com servers and serving up information from some of the biggest data centers in the world, wherever our servers are located for WordPress.com. So those are kind of the two big things, the two kind of key points about Jetpack and how those work. And so we're going to go ahead and we're going to dive right in and start looking at some of these. So the topics that we're going to cover today, they kind of broken in down into six different topics. We're going to talk about how we can use Jetpack to customize your site, how to write great content, how to grow and engage your audience, how to make sure that your security and your stability of your site is, you know, safe. We're going to make sure that the performance is, we're going to address that, how we can use Jetpack to make sure that we've got the best performance for our sites. And then we're going to talk about maintenance and support. So those are all of the things that we're going to try to cover here in the next 45 minutes or so. And again, the presentation is basically, you've got some screenshots in, and then I'll talk about each one of the features and why I like it and things along those lines. So the very first section is the customize your site. And we're going to talk first about custom CSS, contact forms, sidebar widgets, and widget visibility. So we'll go ahead and dive right into custom CSS. If you've ever been interested in adding CSS before to your site, or, you know, doing small little tweaks and modifications to your website, and if you've listened to past webinars before or my podcast, different things, like, I'm a big advocate of not editing the core files of WordPress or the core files of your theme. And so we need to make a way to edit some sort of the CSS, and whether it be, you know, there's all different ways to edit CSS and whatnot, but Jetpack has this built in. And so this is one of the features that I use because it's already built in. There's nothing really extra you have to do. You know, it's always my recommendation because you can use custom CSS. It's just a small little module inside of the Jetpack plugin, but you know, if you already have Jetpack installed for something else and one of these other reasons that we talk about here today, then you know, you're not adding another plugin to do something that's already built in. And so custom CSS is there, and you can actually use preprocessors within the custom CSS. So if you're interested in writing CSS via LESS or SASS, you can go ahead and do that, and you can, it's built right into to WordPress, or built into the Jetpack feature. It's also built into WordPress.com. I'm sure I'm going to say that a couple times, but during the course of today. But custom CSS is built right in. It's something that you can use right out of the box. You know, you flip a switch. I guess I didn't really say when we got started about Jetpack. There's over 30 modules, I believe, and a lot of them are free modules that you can just turn on and use. And there's also some premium stuff that's built into Jetpack. And something like VaultPress is one that comes to mind that is included in the subscription. You know, it's included in Jetpack itself, but it doesn't, you actually have to pay for it to be able to be turned on and working properly. So most of the things, everything that we talk about today is just free stuff that you can turn on and enable that module within the WordPress dashboard and within Jetpack plugin itself. Another thing that you can do is you can build contact forms. And so this is just, you know, again, built right into WordPress.com, and you can build contact forms, and you can have, you know, you can create your own form fields. You can have all the information that you want. You can generate this, you know, exactly like you want it to. You can build exactly what you want. And this is all built into the Jetpack contact form. And then you can customize what the email notifications and who it goes to and things like that. Now, it's not nearly as robust as something like Gravity Forms, but if you've got a client or somebody that you're just setting up and you don't have a lot of, you know, you don't want to tell them about, you know, oh, install this plugin and do this and do this, then what you want to do is you can use the contact form, and it's just built in for a simple contact form that's going to look nice. It's going to inherit your custom CSS styles and things along those lines. So David asked, and I'm kind of monitoring the chat room as we go, but he says, if I already have a child theme that has built with its own style sheets, is there any advantage to using the custom CSS editor? And that's a great question, David, and that goes back to the previous module we talked about, the custom CSS module. But basically, if you have a child theme and you've put all your custom style in a child theme, that's a perfect place to put it. The Jetpack module is more for people who don't have a child theme, or they don't want to hassle with just creating a child theme for a few small little CSS changes. And these are things that you may want to, you know, it's very simple to use the CSS module. And so if we go back, we can see that we can just put in the code, we can hit save, and it's done. If you don't want to create a child theme, or if you just found something, you know, one little small bug, you know, maybe it's that very first line of code that's there on this screen that says, you know, code, and then it changes the color, and you don't want to have to like open up your FTP editor, and you don't want to have to, you know, keep revisions of stuff, like this is a perfect place to do it. But if you're using a child theme, you're using child theme properly, then you probably have no use for the custom CSS module within Jetpack. That is a great question. The next one is sidebar widgets and visibility. So I kind of lump these two together, but the first part is sidebar widgets. There's about a dozen or so widgets that are available only on WordPress.com that are brought over into your widgets dashboard for Jetpack enabled sites. And so some of them are like, there's a Gravatar one, there's a way that you can subscribe to your blog, and there's a whole bunch of other ones that are out there that just kind of work, and they just show up when you have a Jetpack enabled site turned on. The site visibility is really cool, and you can see that in this image here, that it adds an extra little drop-down menu, and it says show, and then you can say if, and then you can add some categories, or you can add some specific information. So you can say if the page equals, you know, 404, show this widget, or if the category you know, is, you know, a certain category, then you can show this widget. So you can really, without having lots of different custom widget areas, which I know a lot of themes have, these widget areas, and there's like 14 different places to put widgets because some are, you know, for this page and some are for this page. You can just use the widget visibility section and you can just say, oh, well, I want the archives page. I don't need the archives page to show up on the archives actual page. Like, that wouldn't make any sense at all. But if I wanted them to show up on a blog post or a single page or a, you know, a regular page, whatever, you know, you have that ability to really focus in and say, okay, I want this widget to appear here. And I think that's really cool. It gives you some little bit of programming to say, yes, put it here, but don't put it here. And so it really, really cool is really cool. And I like using this to, you know, make sure that my widgets show up in the exact right place. Okay, so we talked about how we can customize our site with Jetpack. Next, we're going to talk about how we can write great content. So we'll talk about Markdown, Beautiful Math, Spelling and Grammar Check, and Tiled Galleries. So I've got no pictures for this one. This one was kind of hard one to add pictures. But basically, if you've been following me, again, you know that I'm a big advocate of Markdown. Markdown is a shorthand way of writing HTML text. You basically can highlight, or you can bold, italicize, create links. You can create H1, H2, H3 tags, things like that. You can do all of this from the keyboard without having to go up to the menu bar and say, oh, I want this bold and I want this italicized and things like that. And so it makes it very easy to rapidly create content without needing to, you know, use the mouse. And so when I create show notes for my podcast episodes, those are all done via Markdown. I just type it all up in Markdown, and then the Jetpack module actually converts things from Markdown into HTML. And people a lot of times ask, is there a way to, what happens if you turn off Jetpack and you no longer want to use it? Well, the way that the Jetpack module works is it actually converts the case to, if you have Jetpack turned on, you can see the text in Markdown and then it converts it. And so you see it live on your website in HTML. But if you turn off the Jetpack module, then it actually just takes all of the HTML and then replaces the Markdown content on your site. So it's really cool and really flexible. And so you can go ahead and just write in Markdown, and you can create, you know, all your content right there in Markdown. So it's super easy. I really like this feature and I absolutely love Markdown. If you haven't had a chance to check out Markdown, then you want to go ahead and check out. There's a webinar replay that I did a couple years ago about Markdown. It's really cool and I'm really excited about that. This is another feature that fits under this section of create or like writing great content, and it's for very niche type websites, but it's called Beautiful Math and its code name is like LaTeX, and it basically enables you the creation of a, you know, some sort of mathematical equation by using scientific formulas. And so you can see here the text on this page at the bottom of this slide actually shows like here's what you would type out, and then on the right hand side this very little image, this is actually all that comes out. And it has the ability to do Greek letters and, you know, fractions and different things like that. And so it's really helpful if you have something that's, you know, very much that based. Otherwise you'd have to like use another program and then take a screenshot and then save it and then upload it. And so again, this is something that is very niche, probably something that none of us are ever going to use, but it's there. It's built into the WordPress plugin and it's there, or it's built into the Jetpack plugin. I'm sorry. I will say that. I'll get that right, I'm sure. Okay, another thing is it's got spelling and grammar check, which is, this is pretty cool. Like, it will underline right inside the WordPress editor whether you've got misspellings if you've got this turned on. And so it'll tell you what's misspelled. It will underline in one color. So here you can see an example of misspellings is actually spelled wrong, and it's dotted lined red underlined. So you can hover over that and it will give you the different suggestions to spell. And you can actually add that suggestion, or you can say ignore always and it'll never remind you again. It also does some really cool things like Microsoft Word does with saying like passive tense or, you know, all of those different formatting things with, oh, you don't have a comma here, things like that. You can, all of that stuff is done with the spelling check plugin, which is really, or the spelling check module with inside of Jetpack, which is really cool and exciting feature as well. So that's another thing that Jetpack can do for your site. And then another really cool thing to help you write better content or actually help you create great looking websites is the tiled galleries. And so tiled galleries is another feature which is absolutely awesome. It's so cool. And I love using tiled galleries because, you know, look at these images here. They are just, they're organized in a different fashion. You know, some are big, some are small, you know, there's a different layout and things like that. And so that's the benefit of using tiled galleries. And it's so cool. And I absolutely love like just creating these because, again, I'm not an image guy and I wouldn't have the slightest idea of how the best way is to actually go through and like organize these. So you basically just dump in all your pictures and then it just kind of throws it out based on the sizes. I have no idea how it works because it seems like every picture that I ever throw in there just looks perfect and it's always organized in a neat, fashionable way. And so I can't say enough good things about Tiled Galleries. So again, Tiled Galleries is built into WordPress.com and you need Jetpack in order to use that on a self-hosted site. All right, the next thing is how to grow and engage your audience. And so there are five different things we'll talk about here, how to, you know, continue to get engagement with your audience. There's publicize, sharing links, comments, likes, and subscriptions. So let's go ahead and dive into these. The first one is publicize, and these are built in. You'll see this kind of section within your WordPress dashboard if this module is turned on. And basically what this does is it allows you to connect to Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, Tumblr, Path, and Google Plus. And you can link to all of these. And once you're linked, as soon as you hit the publish button for the very first time, it'll automatically go out to all, however many of these you have signed up. Now this can be a good and a bad thing. It can be a good thing because you never have to remember again to, I have to go post to Facebook or I have to go post to Twitter. But it can also be a bad thing as if you post something and then you see a typo or something that you need to change. Like there's no way to go back and repost, you know, like if you change the URL or something like that, like people aren't going to be able to come back to your specific link. So publicize is that feature that it just automatically publishes and you can go ahead and you can customize the text. Maybe you want to have a different, you don't, by default, when you publish, it basically will say like the title of your post and then give you a link to that title or link to that specific post. And you maybe on Facebook, you don't want to have that specifically like that. You can go in, you can edit exactly what that content should be. And so that can be set up. So that's the publicize feature built again right into WordPress.com and can be added to your site with using the Jetpack plugin. There's another thing called sharing links, and this is like probably one of my favorite, one of my favorite things to recommend when using Jetpack, and because it is on the fact that people are always asking for what kind of widget do you use to have share buttons on your website? And there's 100 million of them out there, it seems. And I don't really like all of them. And, you know, I just like it all kind of built in and it just kind of works. And so I like using the sharing buttons inside of WordPress.com and inside of Jetpack. And basically what you can do is you don't have to have like your accounts linked or anything. You're basically just dragging these buttons into the order that you want them. So whether you want Facebook first or second or whatever, you can drag these buttons down and just add them right to your site. I like the way that they look here in this example, in this screenshot, and because you have the little icon beside it, but then it also says email, print, Facebook, whatever. It all has that information right there, but you can also use the official buttons. You can use circular buttons. There's a different, you know, there's a drop down there for button style, and so you can pick which buttons that you want, and you can choose whether if they're the official buttons, I think they'll actually show like how many shares, or, you know, if you don't want to show how many shares, you can do that as well. So this just puts at the bottom of every post, and you can have this just displayed on the individual post page, or you can have it displayed on the front page, things along those lines, and pages, media, wherever you want them, wherever you think it's going to be best to have people share them. So again, this is something that's already built into Jetpack. And so if you're using Jetpack for one other thing, you know, you may not need that extra plugin to turn on to get sharing buttons onto your website. So that's sharing links. Comments is also built into WordPress.com and into Jetpack. And this is actually, I believe this is how I know this is the fact. This is what I'm using on WordPress or yourwebsiteengineer.com. When I relaunched the website a couple weeks ago, I ended up just using the Jetpack sign on. And this gives the people the ability to log in with either their WordPress.com username. They can log in with Facebook, Twitter, or with Google Plus, or they can just fill in the details and go from there. And so it gives you five different ways for somebody to log on and add content to your site. And for the most part, people are either logged into Facebook, Twitter, or Google Plus, depending on whatever platform they're on. And if they are already logged in, you know, somewhere else on their browser or whatever, like, then they don't even really have to sign in. They can just leave the comment and then they can post. Another thing that I really like is people can be notified of follow-up comments, or they can be click the button right there to say notify me of new post via email. So that's another way that they can go ahead and, you know, subscribe to content on your site. And so you can do that, people can do that right from the comments box. And so that's a really, really great feature that's built into the comments. Another question came in via the public chat room here for the webinar, and it says, question for later. I'm just repeating it, so I'll try to remember myself. But I'm running local on MAMP. Can I use Jetpack? The answer is yes, and there's a little bit of code that we need to add to our websites so that we're not trying to connect and do all of the fancy connection type stuff within Jetpack, and I'll get to that at the end as well. David asked for the comment section. Do the comments go into my database, or do I lose them if I turn it off? No, your comments will go into the WordPress database. They'll be stored just like a regular comment would be. And then if you ever turn off Jetpack or turn off this particular module, they'll all be there and they'll be displayed as a regular comment. So this is just a fancy way for people to log in. Basically is all that's doing, and that's the feature that it's doing. So that's comments. Another thing that you can do is you can turn on likes if you want to have people be able to like your posts. This is a, you know, six of one, a half dozen of another. Like, people like this, people don't. You know, it's kind of, you know, it's just a feature of WordPress.com that you can like different things. If you want that functionality built into your self-hosted site, then you can turn on and enable the likes module. And then the subscriptions, this is probably the easiest way if you want people to be able to subscribe to your website and get posts immediately as soon as they are, as soon as they're published. This subscriptions works very much like Publicize, and it goes the first time that you hit that publish button. And so it would automatically, your entire post would go out and be sent to the people that are subscribed to your newsletter, or actually subscribe to your blog is what it's called here. And basically all they have to do is put in their email address, and they'll automatically get notified of every new post that comes out, and which is nice. You know, like, if that's the only reason that you want people to hear from you, that is a perfectly acceptable way to have this done. You can set up, it's basically a widget that's brought into your site that you can drag over to your, you know, your footer. You can put it in your sidebar widgets, anywhere like that. And I believe with Jetpack, there's actually a short code too that you can put on any post or page where people could sign up. Now, you're not going to have nearly the ability to do anything but send out new posts that are automatically sent. You can't, you know, draft up a newsletter and send it to everybody that's subscribed. And you can't also, it's very difficult to actually move these subscribers from one place to another. There's no like export feature, so you'd actually have to manually copy and paste everyone's email address if you wanted to later move into MailChimp or MailPoet or something along those lines. So that's another thing to think about. But if you're, you know, you want to just get set up really easily, I know that my wife and I have a personal blog that we update and document all of our travels when we're, out of town, when we're taking pictures. It's kind of like a travel diary for us. And we know that, you know, friends and family may be interested in it. We're never going to send out a newsletter to people. Like, if we want to, we're going to send it out as a blog post. Like, when we sent out our Christmas cards this year, we ended up, you know, typing up the whole thing in our WordPress.com site. And from there, we just went ahead and published it, and then it sent it out to everybody automatically. So that was super nice. And we don't have to worry about, oh, let's go set up MailChimp and then have people sign up and then two-factor or, you know, double opt-in and stuff like that. So the Jetpack subscription widget module thing in Jetpack is really, really nice. All right, security and stability. So we were kind of just working through this list of things. And the first thing is WordPress.com single sign-on. We'll talk about manage your site, and we'll talk about monitor your uptime. So WordPress.com single sign-on, that looks kind of bad there with my title. But basically, this gives you the ability to just log into your WordPress site, your self-hosted site, with your WordPress.com credentials. And this also means that if you have two-factor authentication set up for WordPress.com, so two-factor authentication means when you sign in, it actually sends you a text message, or you have to open up a special app. And from the app, then you can go in and you can plug in a six-digit code or an eight-digit code, depending on the site and how it's set up. But it basically means that you are signing into WordPress.com and you're telling WordPress.com that, yes, I have my username and password and I have a special device, which is usually your phone. And so that just makes it harder for hackers to or people to, you know, steal your identity and log in. And so if you want to bring that functionality to your website without an extra plugin, you can go ahead and install and turn on the single sign-on module. So I really like that. I really like the fact that it's simple, especially for me. Like, I'm always logged into my WordPress.com account, and just by nature of my work, like, I'm always signed in. I have to, you know, re-authenticate once a day with my my two-factor code and whatnot. And so for me to be able to log in to my my self-hosted site, you know, yourwebsiteengineer.com, like that, it makes it so easy to do, and I don't ever have to, okay, what is a what is the, you know, my password or things like that. And so, and I know that I'm safe, I'm secure, and I'm always logged in, and somebody, it's going to be very hard for somebody to get in and try to hack and, you know, do things on my website as well. So I like the single sign-on module within the within Jetpack. Now, manage your site. This is a newish feature, and that is now you can start to manage some of these things within WordPress.com. And so you can actually go in and you can see which plugins are outdated. You can see which ones need updated. You can see, you know, you can do all of this stuff right from within your WordPress.com dashboard. I'm trying to think of what the URL is off the top of my head, but if you sign into WordPress.com, you can go to WordPress.com/sites, and then you can see all of your sites, and then you can start managing different sites. And this experience is still being built out. And so you should be able to see new features as they continue to come, you know, as we roll them out for WordPress.com users. And so this is just another way to kind of bridge that gap between self-hosted and WordPress.com and what it takes, you know, what are the differences and things along those lines. And so you'll see this. And if you haven't tried this out and you do have Jetpack installed, head on over to WordPress.com/sites. And then you should be able to see all of your sites that are connected to that WordPress.com account, whether it be WordPress.com sites or your self-hosted sites with Jetpack. And you can start playing around and see that all those types of things. I believe too, they're working on a way to actually have a checkbox or something along those lines to make sure that your site's plugins always keep updated or things along those lines. I think we can do that, or maybe I don't know. I'm not exactly sure what all features are being planned, but there's some really cool stuff that's coming. And that's all I'm going to say about that. Another cool part, and this is a screenshot that I found because I was too lazy to take a screenshot of my own website, but basically there's another thing called Monitor, and it monitors your uptime, and it is the most, probably one of my most favorite things. I know that I've said this, you know, a couple times about, you know, these are my favorite modules within Jetpack, but I really like this one, because how often do you ever think, oh, I wonder if my website's up, or is it, you know, and then you just go and you check real quick, you know, I'm not getting a lot of traffic, is my website up, you know, and you go and you check, or, you know, people aren't retweeting something that I just posted. Is my website up? And you go and you check. Well, with Jetpack Monitor, it basically pings your site every 5 minutes, I think is the time frame, or I'm not even sure if you can change that. I believe mine looks at it every 5 minutes or so. And if it finds that your site's down, then it starts pinging your site more frequently. And so it'll send you a message that says, hey, just want to let you know that your website is down. And then it'll send you an email once it's back up. So once it pings and, you know, successfully connected again, then it'll send you another email and it says it's now up and it was down for 14 minutes or 3 minutes or whatever it was. I really like this feature because one day I actually was using it and I got the email and I was like, oh, I wonder what's up. And so I went and I checked my website and indeed it was down. You know, there was, you know, some sort of error message or something. And so I pinged on Twitter. I pinged my the company that's hosting my website. And within a few minutes, I got a tweet back and said, hey, we had a hardware malfunction and we're getting on it. And luckily this was at 11 or 12 o'clock at night or something. And they were able to get it back up and running within a half hour. And I don't know if had I not said that, would they have actually, would they have noticed and would it fixed it right away? I don't know. I have no idea what it does. And, or, you know, if they would have actually, you know, found out that my site was down and all the sites on that server, or, you know, did my ping help? I have no idea, but at least they were notified and my site was back up and running very, very quickly. And Tim asks in the chat room, says, does the monitor does it update slow sites down? Or let me see if I can, I can't even read this question. I'm sorry. But basically it says, does it slow your site down when you use Monitor? And it does not slow your site down at all. I mean, basically all it's doing is it's sending one notification from WordPress.com servers to your server and it's coming back. Like this, the power of this is not actually even happening on your website, because it would be impossible for it to do that if your website in fact was down. So it's basically, you know, it's on the WordPress.com side of things and it's just sending a ping out. Hey, is this website up? Yep. Okay. And it comes back. And so it should have no performance hit whatsoever on your website itself, because it is a something that's driving on WordPress.com and using the WordPress.com servers for that. So that is Monitor. And I really, really like it. Let's see here. Performance matters. So these are some more things that are built into the Jetpack plugin that we can talk about. We're going to talk about stats. We're going to talk about Photon, the image CDN, and we're going to talk about related post with Elasticsearch. So let's go ahead and dive in again. Man, my presentation software is cutting off my words. Anyways, the stats by WordPress.com, like this is a neat feature that you've got built right in. Like you can just turn on stats and you can see at a moment's glance. I know that you can do all of these things with Google Analytics, and then you can have the Google Analyticator plugin, and then you can show it on your dashboard. But to get the real meat of the information that you probably are looking for, then you have to go and log into your Google Analytics account, and you have to figure out how to read what you're looking for and all of those different things. And so I like using the Jetpack stats. I use them more regularly than analytics. I run them both side by side. Again, all the power is being housed over at WordPress.com. And if you're running these stats, then if you are on your mobile device and you're using the either the Android app or the iOS app, from there you have the ability to actually look at all your stats right there within the app. So if you're bored someday and you got your phone, you pull it out and you're, you know, you get notifications too with the stats enabled, like your stats are surging. And so sometimes you get that when you have, you know, if you have an average of, I know, for example, like on our travel blog that my wife and I have, you know, we don't post there regularly. We hardly post there at all. But if we do have a new post, and then we normally post about it on Facebook and Twitter so people can actually read, like it's going to say you've got way more traffic than you normally do. Like it's going to give you that push notification right to your phone. And then you can look at all those stats inside of your WordPress app. And so that's probably one of the main reasons that I use it. And we do a lot of things within automatic in my position as a happiness engineer to troubleshoot and test and figure out how stats work within the WordPress app. And so that's why I've connected my self-hosted site as well. It's also really good when I log into my site, I can see quickly at a glance, like, oh, you know, two days after my website launched is probably when people were listening to the podcast, and everybody went there to look to see what the new version looked like and the new redesign. And so I think that's really kind of cool. Like I enjoy, you know, just being able to see that information right there on my dashboard. So yeah. And then going back, Chris says in the chat room, he uses the monitor feature to get a fast alert, and it's good for client sites as well. So he has his client site set up on that, so he gets an email notification when the client site's down. So then he can troubleshoot and fix it or whatever. Make sure that they're not losing sales or money or whatever. You know, that's a great point as well. Yes, the stats are simple as well. They, you know, they're the brief overview, and the stats stuff is always changing. It's always getting better. That's one of the new module things that they're working on with WordPress.com all the time, making it better, faster, simpler, easier. And yeah, I really, really like it. Another thing that's built into Jetpack is called Photon, and this is basically an image CDN, and CDN stands for Content Delivery Network. And basically what this is, and it's, sorry, the graphic's kind of hard to see on this green, but basically with Jetpack 3.1, it took about 2.98 seconds, and which is almost 3 seconds for 10 posts with images on a 2015 theme. With the newer version of Jetpack 3.2, we're actually up to 3.3 now as we're doing this webinar today. It was down to 2 seconds. And then if you have Photon turned on in Jetpack 3.2, then basically you're down to 1.5 seconds, over half the time of a page loads are actually cut down. Basically what it does is it takes the image that you've uploaded to your WordPress media library, and then it duplicates that onto a WordPress.com server, and then it replaces the code somehow, and from your Jetpack's enabled site, like it somehow repeats, or I don't know exactly how it works. It's magic to me. But basically, you upload your image to the media library. WordPress does some things in the background, and then it serves the images from the super fast servers from across the world from WordPress.com. That's basically, in a nutshell, how it works. All you have to do is enable it. There's really no settings, no nothing. You basically turn it on, and it just starts working. Your site starts loading faster, which is really awesome. And it just saves you page load time and things like that. So if you're using Jetpack and you haven't turned that one on, be sure to go and turn Photon on today. Another thing that's there is called Related Posts, and this is built with a thing called Elasticsearch. So basically how it works is using the related post, it basically will go and it'll scan through your content and you'll see what the content's all about. And then it will serve up, you know, 3 or 6 or however many you choose images of related posts. And so it's based on, it's actually doing some smart searching. It's not just based on your titles. It's not just based on the content. Like it's based on a lot of different things. Some of the tags you're using, the categories, things along those lines. Like it's a kind of a complex algorithm that's doing the search. It's just figuring out what other information may be, you know, useful to the people who are reading the blog post about cats, for example, in this case. And so how this works is you basically turn this on. You can say, you know, do you want images? Do you not want images? How many do you want to appear? Things like that. And then it just starts working. There's other plugins that are out there. But again, like all of this search related stuff is all based on WordPress.com servers. And so like we're using the power of WordPress.com, so we're not slowing down our site by having our site have to, you know, parse through all this information and figure out what the next one is and things like that. There was a question in the chat room that says, if I'm using a CDN like Cloudflare, does Photon add any value? And David actually answered the question and says he doesn't think so, but it shouldn't hurt you either. No, you can turn it on, and Photon's basically there for those images that you don't want, you know, and you don't want to have to pay to get those images to load faster. I mean, that's the main thing, for example. If you're using it, it will not hurt you in any way. You know, sometimes it may replace those, you know, some of those images. So if some of them are coming from Cloudflare and some of them are coming from WordPress.com, like your site's going to ultimately load even faster yet because of the fact that you're pulling images from two different places. And when a web page loads from top to bottom, like it can only pull so many resources from so many places. And so if you've got images from Cloudflare, they can be loading while images from WordPress.com are loading at the same time. And so that's another thing to think about. So that is how that works, at least with my limited knowledge. And then the last big point that I wanted to share with you is the support channel, where there are 9 happiness engineers that work 100% solely on Jetpack enabled sites. And so you can actually, if you have Jetpack turned on and enabled and you screw your site up in some other way than the Jetpack plugin, most of the time you can get support right from the WordPress happiness engineers, which is super helpful because you're not always going to be able to get WordPress support for free just like that. You know, otherwise you have to go to the forums and post, or you have to hire a developer. You know, the happiness engineers aren't going to develop their site for you or whatnot, but they're going to help you track through bugs. They're going to figure out what may be causing the issue. They're going to help you, you know, like if there is an issue with the plugin itself, they'll report it to the team. It'll get fixed. It'll get pushed out in the next version. Like there's a lot of benefits for having that. And that is probably one of the biggest features, the biggest draws, I think, in my opinion, is because like it doesn't necessarily, like I said, doesn't have to be a WordPress or a Jetpack issue. You know, maybe you've, you know, deleted something, you just need support. And as long as you have a WordPress.com username and you've got Jetpack and all enabled on your website, like the happiness engineers are going to be more than happy to help you out, at least point you in the right direction, things along those lines. You know, a lot of times, even if it's conflict with another theme or another plugin, you know, something along those lines, like the developer may not be responsive enough. You know, you might post there on the WordPress repository on a plugin that it's not working or it's broken, and you know, there's more than likely one of the happiness engineers can point you maybe in a different direction and get you the help, the support that you need right away. So that's another thing to think about. Support is, you know, a big deal when it comes to Jetpack. You know, we're trying to support, you know, millions of downloads and millions of people using Jetpack. And so the support team does a great job, and they are there for you in case something happens or you need to fix something or anything along those lines. So that's the kind of the last big thing that I wanted to share. If there's any questions, we'll go ahead and talk through them now. Just leave those in the chat box. There is a delay, like I said, so I'll continue to to yammer on here for a little bit, just taking up some time while there's any questions that may come in. I know that there has been a question in the past. People ask me all the time, hey, Dustin, what happens, you know, is Jetpack a bloated plugin? Is it going to slow my site down if I install and only use one thing? And that used to be the case back in the past, but they've done a really great job of rebuilding the entire code kind of from the ground up and refactoring it and making sure that if you do turn off a module, like that module will not load. There's not going to be any significant performance hit to your website. You know, it has to run at least one line of code to see, hey, is it turned on, is it not? But you know, with the 30 modules, it's 30 lines of code, and doing a quick check, if they're turned off, it's not going to load any more of the code, which is really, really nice. And it's a great feature of Jetpack. So that's really nice. Let's see. Mark asks, is the webinar going to be set for replay? Yes, I'm recording this right now. It's going to go live to Google Hangouts here as soon as I'm done and stop the broadcast. It will go there and make sure that everyone gets an email with the replay link in it. So that's there, and it'll always be on YouTube to check out and watch again. Mark also has a question and says, does Jetpack have a light version for mobile sites? And they do have, I guess I'm not 100% of your question, Mark, but there's a plugin. You can actually turn on a plugin to enable mobile sites. And so I'm not sure if that answers the question, but you can actually just turn on a light version of your website. And it's basically, it runs in the WordPress blues. It basically has that color scheme, but it just loads your content. It doesn't load any of the plugins or the widgets and stuff. So it kind of works, you know, depending on what you're doing. But I found like for my self-hosted site, I had too many custom page templates and things like that for it to actually work quite right. And so if you just have a website that's solely, you know, just a mobile website, it's only set for mobile, then you still probably can use the Jetpack plugin. It's still not going to slow your site down. It's going to add those bonus features that you need and things like that. Charlie asks, I understand a lot of related post plugins are a real performance hog. How about the Jetpack related post? Yeah, that is one of the reasons for not using, that's the reason for using Jetpack versus all those other ones. All that processing power is done on WordPress.com servers. And so that doesn't slow your site down or your performance in any way, shape, or form, because all of that work that it takes to try to figure out and parse through your data and make sure that, okay, this is related to this one, but this one isn't, all of those things, that's all built right into, it's done on WordPress.com servers. So it's not really ever done on your site. You know, there's probably a little bit that happens as the page loads. It's got to pull in the right information and whatnot. But a lot of the processing is done on WordPress.com servers. And so you shouldn't have any performance hits for using the related post section. So those are the questions that have come in. I'll continue to talk just a little bit here, and we'll see if there's any more questions that come up as part of the conversation or part of this webinar. And Jetpack is really like, I feel bad like talking about it all the time. And some people may think that it's because like I work at Automattic, but that's not the case whatsoever. Like I would still be promoting this plugin whether or not I worked at Automattic. It's one of those plugins that I just really like. It's got a lot of versatility. And I'm one of those guys that when I relaunched my website, I cut down on 50% of the plugins that I was using. Basically, well, I made the site simpler. I made it, you know, there's a lot of things that I did to get rid of some of the plugins, but I like to run a site with very few plugins. You know, you're not going to have those plugin updates all the time. It's going to run much faster. It's going to be much smoother. And when I can get two or three different significant pieces of my website functionality from one plugin that I know that's being developed and worked on and improved every single day, like I have real comfort in that. Plus there's millions of people that use the Jetpack plugin. And, you know, it just makes it easy for me to transition from WordPress.com sites to Jetpack enabled sites. I know that some of my websites are WordPress.com sites. And it's just because like some of my sites that I need, I don't need a lot of functionality. I don't need a lot of extra bells and whistles. I just need a place for a blog. So that's going to go on WordPress.com. And then I can play with the WordPress.com features. And then I've got others that I need more functionality. Yourwebsiteengineer.com is a perfect example. Like there's so many, you know, different things that I need. You know, I need plugins for my podcast player and I need plugins for this. And so that's why I have to use self-hosted, but I still want the power of WordPress.com. So that's why I've installed the Jetpack plugin. So Mark asks, what about the OmniSearch? What does this do in compared to the regular WordPress search? Well, this basically is just bringing the search onto the WordPress.com servers. And again, I don't know exactly how all this works. I know that there's data that goes back and forth between your self-hosted site and WordPress.com. And with Elasticsearch, and don't quote me on any of this because I'm not an expert in any way, shape, or form, but I think how it works is it like somehow searches through your site and indexes different things, and then it serves up for that second and third search, then it's going to be much, much faster because it's indexed them and it's pulling information from WordPress.com servers. So again, I don't know 100% off the bat what the differences are, but it does use the power of WordPress.com. So there is a replay available for those tuning in, coming in just late, and you'll get all of the slides, the information. It's all going to be shared with you there on yourwebsiteengineer.com. You get an email all about it, and so you'll see that coming probably later today. So that's that. Let's see, one last slide here. If you need more information about WordPress or you want to just check out my podcast or different things, you can head on over to yourwebsiteengineer.com. That's where all of the stuff is, all of the resources, all the webinars, all the podcasts, any videos that I've created in the past, those are all housed over at yourwebsiteengineer.com. And that's where I store all my, you know, that's my digital online place. And so David is actually answering Mark's question in the chat room, and he says the OmniSearch is a back-end search, not a consumer search, and so it gives you a list of all of your post pages, comments, and plugins too, and so it's pretty cool. So that's, I guess, what the OmniSearch is for. It's more for you, not your customers. So that's what that is, and if there's any last questions, I'll be happy to answer them at this time. Otherwise, if you're not using WordPress, or if you're not using WordPress, then you shouldn't be here, but if you're not using Jetpack, then you should go ahead and install it today. Like, all you need is a WordPress.com account. If you want to, there's a if you don't have any WordPress.com sites in any way, shape, or form, and you don't want one, you just want to, you know, add the Jetpack plugin, there's actually a way. If you go to create a new account, and then on the right hand side there's a little link, it's kind of hard to find, and it just says register for username only. And then you have the ability to go in. I'll put this in the replay notes here so you can see this as you're watching, but it basically gives you the ability to just go and sign up for a username, and then you can use that username and password within your Jetpack plugin that you've installed on your self-hosted site, and then it will just automatically start working, and you'll start, once you turn on the different modules, the stats, the Photon, the monitor, all that stuff will be connected to whatever email address that you've signed up for your WordPress.com username. So with that, I'm going to wrap up this webinar. Thanks so much for hanging out with me today and tuning in and spending some time just learning about Jetpack. I hope that it was informative and gave you some good information about the power of Jetpack and how Jetpack can be used to really just boost your WordPress self-hosted site. And tune back in next month for a brand new webinar on something. And so I am just excited about all the great information. It's usually the first Friday of every month. And so that is the first Friday, 10 a.m. Eastern is when I plan on doing webinars all of 2015. And so if you're interested in staying subscribed, head on over to yourwebsiteengineer.com, hit the subscribe button, and then you'll be notified when upcoming webinars are happening. And so with that, that's all I'm going to share. Well, take care, and we'll talk again soon. Bye-bye.